Thank you. This is presented to us, and we appreciate the spirit in which it is given. And if there's no objection, it will be received and printed in a minute.
I have one other request for Commission Number 4 to be excused to meet at this time in Room 104 in the library. Paul Settle, convener. That's Commission Number 4 to be excused.
Okay. Now we proceed with the rest of the report of the Committee of Commissioners on Administration, and I believe we had gone through number 17, and we are ready to begin on number 18, that is page 173, your blue sheet.
Number 18, that the General Assembly direct the Board of Trustees on Insurance and Annuities to have Mr. James Hughes examined by the Theological Examining Committee.
You've heard the recommendation. Is there any question or objection? Discussion? Mic number nine.
Mr. Moderator, my name is Bob Sweet. I'm from Presbyterian of Western Carolina. I'm chairman of the Board of Trustees for Insurance and Annuities. And last evening, the first moderator of the General Assembly told the ruling elders that they had trouble, just to ask you and you'd help us. Now, I used to be a ruling elder. I'm now a teaching elder. I don't know whether I've improved very much, so I do need your help. This recommendation from the Committee on Administration applies to an employee of the Board of Trustees. And maybe if you could turn in your handbook, please, back to page number 20. And if I could give you a little background, I may ask if you rule, Mr. Moderator, recommendation 18 and 19 out of order. And so I'm asking you to just tell me how to proceed. But at the bottom of page 20, under section 11, and this is the bylaws of the corporation of the Presbyterian Church in America we're looking at, about the seventh or eighth line from the bottom of the page, it says the trustees will make a report to each General Assembly through the Committee of Commissioners on Insurance. The trustees shall not be subject to the control or direction of any other committee or organization of the corporation. Now, Mr. Moderator, we believe that we want to be subject to whoever. We want to be subject to the General Assembly. We question as to whether or not it is appropriate for the Committee of Commissioners on Administration to deal with something that really is in the province of the Committee of Commissioners on Insurance and Annuities. And so I appeared before the brethren, and apparently I didn't do a very good selling job, because not only did they say they wanted the director approved, but they also made a recommendation that they strike this provision from the bylaw. That's recommendation number 19. And we didn't have a chance to discuss it. It hadn't been staffed. Our committee, our board, was not even informed about it. And to have to stand up and discuss the merits of the case on the floor of the General Assembly, Your Honor, your moderatorship. I just ask for a ruling that this is, that these two recommendations are out of order.
I'm new at this game of moderating. I would hesitate to rule that out of order myself at present without further light for this reason. It would seem to me that you have a real point that the trustees are not to be subject to the control or direction. Nonetheless, that the General Assembly's Administration Committee could see that the qualifications, for instance, if a person is an elder, person is elder, well, he would have certain examinations, and that that they would direct the board to have Mr. Hughes examined. does not mean that they would control or direct Mr. Hughes's operation. And from that angle, I would hesitate to rule this out of order, though I would be glad to have the Assembly act if they feel so. I'm just speaking as it strikes me for the first time. Now, am I... If I don't rule it out of order, that doesn't mean it isn't out of order.
Moderator.
Wisdom from the rest of you here.
Mr. Moderator, the rule of the Assembly is that everyone who serves at the coordinator level, which is what Mr. Hughes is coming to serve at, is to be examined prior to his moving onto the field and taking service. And, Mr. Moderator, it is true that we adopted, and I'm not sure we knew what we were adopting last year, this provision that says they're not under the control of the Assembly, but we also have said when we received Covenant Seminary and Covenant College that though they operate under separate boards, they are not beyond the control of the Assembly. And it seems to me if there's a conflict that the Assembly rules take precedence over any bylaws of any organization under the Assembly.
Of course, this particular bylaw, Section 11 on number 20, does not say that the trustees shall not be subject to the Assembly, only that it will not be subject to the control or direction of any other committee of the Assembly. But my interpretation would be that this is not exercising control, but that this is simply laying down standards.
Yes, Mr. Moderator, the Committee on Administration, my suggestion, I was urged to, or I asked about it when Mr. Hughes was first coming on, has he been examined by the Theological Committee? They were asked for, and told that he should be examined, and they refused to have him examined. And so the Committee on Administration, knowing this, has brought this back as to the attention of the Assembly. No one else would bring it to you except the Committee on Administration.
Number 18, I would rule, is before the body, and you can vote it up or down, but the recommendation is as you have it, number 18, page 173, and in a sense you have heard us speak against the motion.
Mr. Moderator, may I speak to, now that you've ruled?
Yes.
Speaking for the trustees, we are subject to the General Assembly, and the issue is before the General Assembly. Our rationale was twofold. First of all, we have great regard for our brothers in the Committee on Administration, but we did not feel that they had any more authority to tell us what should be done with one of our people than did Mission to the U.S. or Mission to the World or Mission to Christian Education and Publication. The second thing was that we felt that under the trust agreement, which is the agreement which directs our activities, that we did have the direction to hire the man that we thought would best carry out our trust responsibility. Now, we're subject to the court. We don't want to cause any hassle. Mr. Hughes is well qualified. We're satisfied. He's a ruling elder in one of the fine churches of our denomination. And if the court says he should be examined, we're delighted.
The decision will be up to the court, and it will speak shortly. There was someone here who wanted the microphone, I believe, number 11.
I'm on the same side, though, if somebody else wants to.
I see. Does anyone want to speak in favor of number 18? It's been already presented. You have the floor, number 11, if you'd like to speak.
All right. I'm Ed Johnston from Mississippi Valley. I'm also on the Board of Trustees.
I'm closer.
I say I'm also on the Board of Trustees, and I'd like to take exception to a couple of comments that were made from the podium, from Martin Smith specifically. In the first place, he says that this is a coordinator level job, and it may be, but it's not listed as one of the four major committees, and so we need to be straightened out on that a little bit. The other comment that he made, that he didn't know whether the General Assembly last year knew what they were doing or not, seems a little bit offhand in a way.
Yeah.
We really don't mind if Jim is examined, but we just want it done in the right way, and we think that the Committee of Commissioners on an Insurance is the proper one to look at it rather than the way it was.
Number seven.
Mr. Moderator, it's Tom Leppard, Evangel Presbytery, also on the Board of Trustees and also speaking against the recommendation.
Is there no one speaking in favor of the recommendation at the moment? I see no one. Number 8, just a moment, we'll let number 8 speak first.
Tom Graham, Mid-Atlantic Presbytery. I don't think it was the Committee of Commissioners on Administration's idea that by bringing this action, we were saying that this board ought to be under the division of the Committee on Administration or any such thing, but only that, in our judgment, such jobs were too vital for the persons in that position to go unexamined and for any group in the church to be a law unto themselves, however fine they may be. And so we wanted the assembly to be appraised of the situation and to make its will known, fully expecting that whatever that will might be, you would all be happy to live with it. And that's why we brought it to your attention.
Thank you, sir. One more speech, and then if we can, shall we come to a vote as soon as possible? Number 7.
Mr. Moderator, it's Tom Leppard, Evangel Presbytery, also on the Board of Trustees. I think
a little closer.
Brother Bob mentioned, for example, the trust instrument under which we operate as trustees. Nowhere do those trust instruments refer to a coordinator. And as far as we know, the church documents nowhere refer to the chief administrative officer of the Board of Trustees as a coordinator. We are empowered under the trust instrument adopted by the Third General Assembly to employ legal counsel, accountants, actuaries, administrators, and clerical help. We have employed an administrator. And we felt that although we, as Brother Bob said, we certainly honored our brothers on the committee administration and we gave due consideration, we felt that as trustees, we were not subject to their control, and that that position to which we were hiring Mr. Hughes was not set out in the documents of the church as requiring a theological examination. To require an examination implies, of course, that the theological examination committee could turn that person down. And therefore, the trustees would be prohibited from employing that person. Nowhere in the trust instrument does it say that the Theological Examination Committee or any other committee or board of the church would have such power. Now, if you choose to limit the power of the trustees, the appropriate place to do it is in the trust instrument.
Thank you. The motion is before you. Are you speaking against or in favor of the motion? In favor of the recommendation?
I have the mic. Thank you.
Number 9.
I'm Mike Hodgkinson, a member of the Permanent Committee of Administration. I think one thing that's being ignored here to a certain degree is that it is the stand of the Committee on Administration who is given this problem to handle, that we were to follow the bylaws of the General Assembly, which states that a person in this executive capacity should be examined by the Theological Committee. The answer that was given to us by the Insurance and Annuity was that this was a non-sensitive theological position. And we fail to see where anybody connected with any board of the PCA is in a position of a non-theological situation.
Thank you. Are we ready to vote? One more, number 10.
Hey guys. Southern Florida Presbytery, I speak in favor of the recommendation. I think I would like to call attention to the brethren to the fact that we had a somewhat similar situation in Ridge Haven when we chose Ed Robson as our administrator. He was examined by the committee, and the fact that we don't call him a coordinator, I think they makes it quite clear that it isn't the intention, it's the idea that's before us of having a man in a coordinator-type position, in that similar position. I think we ought to vote this amendment.
Are you ready to vote? Number 4, Mike 4, Mr. Chairman Dan Moore, Central Georgia. This motion that is before you, I feel, speaks to the question of the integrity of the church. The church, in a very great way, placed a lot of trust in its bureaucrats. And we have seen denomination after denomination go astray, largely because their bureaucrats have gone astray and led them astray. And I plead for the integrity of the church. If we are to have sound leaders, then they must be sound theologically. Now, when I was examined theologically, it was understood that I did not have a seminary degree, that I was a layman. And so when I got twisted around on double predestination, they did not get offended.
Really?
When we consider the specific nature of the job, it would not be too surprising if the nominee for that job would be someone other than a member of the PCA. And I think that whatever nominating committee would examine that man would make allowances for that sort of thing. But whether a man had every specific point correct, it is very important that he be a zealous Christian. And therefore, I feel that we should, in this ruling, uphold this motion and strengthen the hand of the examining committee. Thank you.
The motion is before you, number 18. Can we bring it to a vote? The General Assembly direct the Board of Trustees on Insurance and Annuities to have Mr. James Hughes examined by the Theological Examining Committee. Are you ready to vote? Those in favor of adopting this resolution, this advice, please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. The ayes have it. It is adopted. Number 19.
Number 19. That the sentence on page 20, Article 4, Section 11 of the General Assembly bylaws of the PCA reading, quote, the trustee shall not be subject to the control or direction of any other committee or organization of the corporation, unquote, be deleted due to the ambiguity of the language.
This motion is before you. Does not need a second. Do you wish to speak in favor of this any further, Swain, or are there questions or objections to this? Yes, number 8. First, may I ask, this would be a change in the bylaws and would require, how is it done?
No, it's not a change.
Yes. Bylaws may be amended by a majority vote at any annual or special meeting of the General Assembly. So a majority vote is all that is needed on this amendment to the bylaws. Correct? Very good. Mic number 8.
Don Darling from Gulf Coast Presbytery. I'm chairman of the Committee of Commissioners for Insurance and Annuities, and this was a question that very often was brought to me by different people on the floor. The very thing that was questioned in 18, are you then not subject to the examination by administration or by the theological group, or is the budget not, then must we determine the budget and that not be subject to stewardship? Must we determine the administrative policy that they have within? And so I felt that it would probably come, but I would speak in favor of number 19.
Thank you. Number 19. Anyone speaking against number 19? Mike 9.
Mr. Moderator, Bob Sweet from Presbytery of Western Carolina. At the 9th General Assembly, the Committee of Commissioners on Insurance and Annuities reviewed the report of the Board of Trustees, reviewed the wording and did the proper staffing and the study, and came to the conclusion that the bylaws of the corporation should be amended to include the wording that's before you right now. The Committee of Commissioners on Administration this year, without even notifying the Board of Trustees, and the only way we found out about it is to find it printed in their report as item number 19, so that we did not even get an opportunity to speak to it. The thing has not been staffed. It was not assigned to them. And here we're in a position of having to defend ourselves on the floor of the General Assembly. I plead with the court, just in all fairness, not to take this action. If you want to refer it to the committee and have them study it and do their homework, that's all right. But just to have a committee that is not involved with it change the rule for a board over which they have no oversight just doesn't seem fair. And I'd plead the court not approve number 19.
We'll speak against number 19. Amendment is possible also. Any further speeches? Number 7, Mike 7.
Mr. Moderator, Tom Leppard, Evangel Presbytery, also on the Board of Trustees. And I'm speaking against the recommendation. And I'd like to add further to what Brother Bob has stated to you. From the minutes of the General Assembly of last year.
A little closer to the mic, please.
The minutes of the General Assembly of last year. And the preamble explaining recommendation number 9 explained very clearly what we were attempting to do. We were attempting to clarify the position of the trustees as a legal entity created by this body, the General Assembly, and with its powers and duties and responsibilities set out in the trust instrument. And the statement which the Committee of Commissioners wished to strike from Section 11 of the bylaws of the corporation is very clear. In my opinion, it was set out that way in order it was made very clear that the trustees were not subject to the oversight of any committee from General Assembly to General Assembly. The trustees are responsible as set out in the trust instrument and subject to control only of the General Assembly.
May I ask a question for information? This provision that we're speaking of is in the bylaws. Is it in the trust instrument that you refer to?
That particular wording is not in the trust instrument. That is the essence of the trust instrument. The trust instrument spells out the powers and the duties and the responsibilities of the trustees in great detail. So what we're saying there is nothing more than making it clear again to the General Assembly what type of organization they created when they created a trust to administer the affairs of retirement and insurance and relief for the General Assembly. The General Assembly has full control of the trustees. The trustees can be removed at the will of the General Assembly, even if elected to a 5-year term. They can be removed at any General Assembly. That is the control. The oversight of the Committee of Commissioners on the Insurance Annuities and Trust Relief is the General Assembly's oversight and control of the actions of the trustees. And not only that, of course, the civil law applies. And we just think that all of those things that we set out in Section 11 last year that we added, the other changes we made in the rules for assembly operations, were nothing more than a clarification of the documents that already existed. And we feel that this language is necessary.
Mr. Fortner at number 9, Mike 9.
Mr. Moderator, Tim Fortner from New St. Louis, okay. I had a talk with Bob Sweet a few minutes ago. I have the utmost respect for Bob and for all he's been on the board, but I've asked Bob privately to explain why this board has to be autonomous and ask him under the BCO's jurisdiction. And Bob explained a few things to me. I'd like to have him come now and explain those things to the assembly. We had some answers just now, but he needs to tell us a little more about why the board needs to be autonomous.
That's on number 8, Mike 8, and then I'll take number 10.
Matt Gardner, Evangel Presbytery. I'm not quite through writing out my substitute motion, but I do have a substitute motion that would clarify and still leave the intent, I believe, of the amendment. To substitute for the last line on page 20, the last sentence beginning, the trustees are not subject to, substitute the Board of Trustees. That would leave the intent if I get a second to this amendment.
Amendment has been proposed on page 20 in the bylaws. The change, be an amendment that the Board of Trustees is not subject to the provisions and so on.
Did I get a second?
Was there a second? I didn't hear one. It is seconded. You may speak.
That would leave the intent of the board in action, but still the individual members of that board could be examined.
Yeah, I see. The amendment is before you. Now, number 10, would you speak to this amendment? No. You'll get the amendment later on. Number 7, speaking to the amendment.
Yes, Mr. Moderator, my name is Jim Meek. I'm a teaching elder in Louisiana Presbytery. I'm new to the PCA. I got here ahead of my other RP brethren by a few months. But it seems to me the point of these committees on commissioners is that things are to be well thought over before they come to the floor. Mr. Moderator, I think what we're doing now is doing the work of a committee on the floor of the General Assembly. I would like to move that we refer both the main motion and the amendment to the Committee on Administration with the instruction that they consult with the Board of Trustees so we don't have two committees of the General Assembly wrangling on the floor of the Presbytery.
Is your purpose that they report back at this meeting?
At this General Assembly,
At this General Assembly. It has been...
Does it mean Committee of Commissioners or Permanent Committee?
This referred back to the Permanent Committee on Arrangement?
I'm new on the block. I'd be grateful for the clerk or the moderator's counsel on that.
What did you say? Permanent or the commission? Permanent, I think.
I just want it thought over.
Yes, I think.
Mr. Moderator, it's difficult. It may be that you won't have full groups of the permanent committees here. In other words, not everybody from all the permanent committees are here. Committees of commissioners are committees of this assembly itself, and it may be better to refer it back to the committees of commissioners.
After all, if the committee on commissioners is the one that is reporting, and your amendment would put it back in the hands of that committee with the Board of Trustees to talk it out. So, is the amendment, committal clear?
I'm George Perrin from Mid-Atlantic Presbytery. Now, do the things that we're talking about apply to the trustees who are elected, or do they apply to the employees of the Board of Trustees? I think we're letting some things overlap here or get kind of ambiguous.
According to the book, it says the trustees are not subject. Now, the amendment, the force of the amendment was to make it clear that it was the board that was not subject, but the trustees themselves, it says, must be either a teaching elder, ruling elder, and so on. There are certain qualifications for the individuals.
Yeah, well,
does that help?
I think number 18 and number 19 both apply to employees of that board, not the trustees themselves.
And number 19 says it applies to the phrase, the trustees shall not be subject, according to the book. You're right on number 18, but I think number 19 does speak of the trustees. The motion is made to commit, which is in order. And Mr. Number 8?
By what you are, Don Darling from Gulf Coast again, by what you are doing, does that mean that we on the Committee of INA and the Committee of Administration will then get together and attempt to resolve this, or does it mean that the Administrative Committee will meet with the trustees of the INA committee and attempt to resolve? I think we need to know whether it's our responsibility or it is administration's responsibility.
I don't think I know the abbreviations, but
INA is insurance and annuity.
Uh-huh.
And administration is,
I believe it is the trustees. Your purpose was to commit it to the committee on arrangement,
committee on administration.
And the Committee of Commissioners on Administration to get together
with
the trustees.
The time has lapsed on the issue.
Isn't that right?
Well, I appreciate the time has lapsed, but if we do not have clear instructions, we're not able to decide who has the word.
Let's go ahead and put the question.
I think we can go ahead and put the question.
The question. Shall the Assembly extend the time?
Oh, okay. Shall the Assembly extend the time for 5 minutes? Those in favor, please say aye. Contrary, the ayes have it, I would say. the amendment. Do we have the amendment? Perhaps I should ask the clerk to read the amendment. We don't have the amendment. So as we understand, the amendment is the motion is not amendment. The motion is to commit to the matter to the committee of committee of commissioners on administration and the trustees to come to some conclusion and report back to the assembly. That is the motion. Ready to vote? What is the point of order?
Point of order.
Number five.
Bob Suits, Mid-Tennessee Presbytery. I feel that we have some confusion in the amendment prior to the motion to commit. And so we're confused about what we're going to commit.
A motion to commit will take the amendment and the main motion together and put them in the hands of the committee for study.
But the amendment does not apply. The amendment that was suggested does not apply to item 19 on the committee's report.
The amendment on the trustees versus the board of trustees? I would think it would.
It applies to a different sentence in chapter 11.
It's a different sentence, but it certainly deals with the subject, I would think.
I would
rule that the amendment and the main motion would go together into the hands of the committee to be returned back. That amendment would come up again in due time. But put it in the hands of the committee is the motion, and I believe it is.
The only thing they can have on whether or not to refer now, not to marriage anymore.
Yes. Yes. There is no debate on the matter, only on the referral is allowed now. Number 10.
This moderator, Midge Cooley from Ascension Presbytery. I would like to ask a question. When I get an answer, I perhaps would like to make a motion. Can a motion to refer be amended?
It can be amended with regard to whom it is referred.
I would like to move you, sir, that this matter be referred to the Permanent Committee on Administration to be reported back to the next General Assembly. There's a second. I'd like to speak to it just a minute.
Moved and seconded that the matter be referred instead of as was expected. It will be referred to the Permanent Committee on Arrangements to report back to the next assembly.
Administration.
Yes. Ready for... You want to speak to that? Yes. Go ahead.
Mr. Moderator, I've been a little bit concerned about what's been going on in the trustees for the insurance and annuity fund. It seems since I've left the trustees, everything's gone downhill.
Amen.
Not really. I've been concerned for several years that it seems that our trustees' report to the General Assembly hardly ever makes the Blue Book. And especially this matter, which we acted on last year, a series of amendments to the rules for the General Assembly or the manual, whatever it is, these were brought in, as I recall, not through the Blue Book, but through the supplement. They were presented by the trustees and then through the Committee of Commissioners to the Assembly. I felt at the time without adequate, careful study. And I believe our Committee on Administration, Permanent Committee, needs to study this whole section that was presented last year, and this is part of it, and see whether or not it really fits in line with some of the principles we have underlying and part of the standards of the PCA. Make a careful study. They'll have time to consult with the trustees, consult with others, and bring to this assembly a better report next year.
Time is going forward, and the motion is to commit to a different committee, to the Permanent Committee on Arrangements, on Committee on Administration. That is the force of the amendment. Are you speaking to that amendment, number 10?
Yes, sir. Phil from Sanford from Grace Presbytery. I'm on the Committee of Commissioners on Administration, and I want to speak in favor of this amendment. We don't want that back, because we don't know what to do with it either. This is the whole point. That's a very ambiguous statement. And so we haven't known what to do about examination. I understand that the budget doesn't come through the regular means of budget, and all we want to do is bring that to the floor of the assembly, and I think the best thing to do is send it to the Committee on Administration for further study. Thank you.
I would recommend acknowledge number 8. Go ahead, Mike, number 8.
I'm Jim Moss from Calvary Presbytery. Mr. Moderator, I'd like to call the question.
Can we come to a vote on the amendment? The amendment which would put it in the hands of the Permanent Committee on Administration. Those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That amendment is carried and then becomes number 8. Yes, mic number 6, I mean.
Vote on the call for the question first?
Not necessary. Nobody was cut off as far as I could tell.
Right.
And the time was very close to up anyhow. It's up now. The motion as amended is before us. That's now the same motion we just voted on. Those in favor of the motion as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary? So ordered. It is now the motion is carried to commit, and so number 19 is not accepted but is put in committee along with these other things. Thank you. Next point, number 20.
Number 20, that the General Assembly grant permission to the COA to appoint an interim coordinator subject to the approved examination by the Assembly's Theological Examining Committee.
The General Assembly grant permission. This is before you. Is there a question or objection? If not, number 20 will be accepted. Brethren, I think I should apologize if the previous speaker who asked the question about the mic, if I did not see him, I'm sorry. I put the question feeling that there was no more debate was asked, no more was asked for. If I omitted someone, I apologize. Number 21.
21, that the possible reconstitution of the COA, the Committee on Administration, be referred to the COA for a year of study and report to the 11th General Assembly.
Right now, you see, is given there. Any question? There is question, debate. Mic number 10.
Marsh, Mississippi Valley. I rise to offer a substitute motion. A little lengthy if the court will bear with me. The General Assembly authorized the Permanent Subcommittee on Stewardship Ministries in consultation with each Permanent Committee of the General Assembly to continue to review and evaluate the Assembly organizational structure and interrelationships of the Permanent Committees, identify areas of duplication and ambiguity in committee assignments and responsibilities, suggest appropriate revisions, and report the same to the 11th General Assembly. That the Stewardship Subcommittee be permitted to use consultants or advisors outside of the memberships of the Permanent Committees in accomplishing this, that necessary expenses beyond cost of regular committee meetings be shared equally by the four Permanent Program Committees. There is a second. I would like to speak to it.
Moved and seconded. You go ahead and speak.
Fathers and brothers, my motion is intended as a motion to clarify and enable rather than as opposed to what is there. Stewardship is the appropriate committee, I think, for this because there, according to the job description passed at the last assembly, preliminary planning and goal setting and these sorts of things are their area of responsibility. They are a joint committee already, and so they are equipped to do this. Those who were in the last assembly will recognize that most of the wording in the first part of my motion is simply carried over. And in my motion, I'm simply asking that the task begun last year continue. I think it's not complete. I think any definitive action on the specific relationship between COA and stewardship is simply premature at this point. We simply haven't worked it through further. We haven't worked it through far enough, and there's still details among all the committees that we need to work out. I've added the clause about costs so that it will be clear who is paying for the study. But we need very much, brethren, to get the relationship of our committees cleared up and cleaned up. I think we're making progress, but we still have a long ways to go, and it seems to me this would be the most appropriate way to approach it during the coming year.
You've heard the amendment. Further discussion. Proposed amendment. Substitute. Anyone to speak? Mic number 7.
Michael Rogers, the Central Presbytery. More a question than anything else, perhaps, to Mr. Marsh. As a member of the committee that brought this, as it was, the concern was due to the proposal of the specific membership of the reconstituted administration committee, particularly the fact that there would be members of other committees apparently joining in this. Mr. Marsh, did your amendment speak to the membership as such, or just the relationship between committees?
Moderator, that's precisely the point of my motion. It does not settle that issue at all. It puts us back where we were before that proposal was brought in. So it simply means that we can continue to study these possibilities.
3 minutes are up. Are we ready to vote on this amendment? We should hear it, the substitute. Is any further debate? Apparently not. Shall we hear it again? Will the clerk read it?
That the General Assembly authorize the Permanent Subcommittee on Stewardship Ministries, in consultation with each Permanent Committee of the General Assembly, to continue to review and evaluate the Assembly, organizational structure, and interrelationships of the Permanent Committees, identify areas of duplication and ambiguity in committee assignments and responsibilities, suggest appropriate revisions, and report the same to the 11th General Assembly. That the Stewardship Subcommittee be permitted to use consultants or outside advisors, outside the membership of the Permanent Committee, in accomplishing this, that necessary expenses beyond the cost of regular committee meetings be shared equally by the 4 Permanent Program Committees.
This is a substitute for number 21 that you have and so presented. Ready to vote on the amendment. Those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. This motion then becomes the main motion, and I'll ask to take a second vote on that now. I guess it should. Becomes the main motion.
Yeah.
This becomes the main motion then, and should be voted on again, I guess more or less as a formality. Those in favor of this, the main motion, making that be our adopted action, please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. That takes the place of number 21. Thank you.
Number 22. That overture number 9 from Sioux Lands Presbytery be answered by the recommendation number 15.
Perhaps you could elucidate that just a little bit.
Number 15 handled this.
Are those on our pages?
Delegated Assembly.
The overture on Delegated Assembly.
That was number 15, and that handled the Sioux Land.
Yes, I see.
Overture.
Sioux Land Overture concerned that matter, which is answered by recommendation number 15. Any debate, objection, questions? If not, that is accepted. Number 23.
Number 23. 9-80, Roman numeral 3, 2, carried over from the 9th General Assembly concerning pages at meetings of the Assembly, be answered in the negative.
Is that clear enough?
The background is that the General Assembly would pay for people brought in to help in the work that's here in the front and deliver papers and do whatever pages would be used for at the General Assembly. The rationale for this negative request is that it would cost as high as $10,000 sometime to pay for all of that. The way it is now, the Presbytery pays some and the churches pay some, I understand.
You've heard the recommendation. Are there any questions or debate? Number 10, Mike 10.
Edwin Elliott, Jr., Mid-Atlantic Presbyterian. I urge that we defeat this recommendation. The original proposal was number 14 on 107 in your handbook. Under the original proposal, the Presbyterians would have been required to pay the travel expenses of the men in these positions and the assembly would then have paid the housing costs. While it is possible that that might conceivably run to $10,000, in fact it would run to roughly $1,000 this year if everyone were included. We have had some ambiguity on the distribution of the information related to that, and in fact there are men who have been serving you to this point who came here with the understanding that the presbyteries would cover their travel and that the assembly would cover their housing. In some of those cases, that's the only way they were able to come. And you leave some of the men who've been working for you in a very awkward situation. As one of the men mentioned earlier, there are no free lunches. This represents a lot of hard work which is being done for you efficiently. And we know from past experience that if no provision is made to secure men as pages, that they begin to disappear after 2 or 3 days of that sort of work, and things begin to bog down and become impossible. You ought to bear in mind the consequences of the of leaving the men high and dry who have come expecting to be supported, and the consequences of not getting the work done in future assemblies.
Thank you. Is there other argument, discussion? Are we ready to vote? The question is, number 23, those who would accept this recommendation, please say aye.
Aye.
Those who oppose, say nay.
Nay.
I would say the ayes have it. I would say the ayes have it. The division has been called for. Perhaps we should count. I think that I did not hear everybody voting anyhow. So those who voted aye, please rise. Those in favor, please rise and be counted. Or be counted by the pages. Couldn't help that.
Mr. Moderator, I have an announcement or two. I've been requested by the Judicial Commission dealing with the case from Grace Presbytery of Vaughn Hathaway et al., that all of those who signed that complaint and the respondent, I believe Mr. Wim Wexler of Grace Presbytery, the respondent, are requested to come to room 101 in the library where the commission would like to move on into the handling of that case. So the four complainants, I believe Mr. Hathaway, Mr. William Smith, Mr. George Felton, and I've forgotten the fourth one at this moment.
Please do not leave until this vote is finished. But then leave promptly.
Is done.
Is Mr. Earl Whitmer in the house? Earl Whitmer, could he come up to the front desk, please?
Yes. Sit down, please. Vote is finished. And now those in the negative, please stand and be counted. Could we get one of these tables to carry a message for me over to Don McNair? I'd like to give a little bit of a notice. Well, I wouldn't want to, but I'd just ask him if it's all right.
The Mid-Atlantic Presbytery will have an adjourned meeting immediately after the meeting tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's recess, members of the former Delmarva Presbytery of the RPCS are invited to attend, and the meeting will be held in room P300. We'll make that announcement tomorrow again. Announcement concerning all chaplains. All chaplains, active and reserve, are invited to lunch together Wednesday noon, Commons Dining Hall. Go through the line and we will eat upstairs. contact all chaplains.
Is the vote taken? And shall be seated, please.
I wish they would tell me quicker when the vote is taken, so that I thought we might stand up.
Anybody here voting? Anybody here voting on this?
Is that close?
Don't tell me it's a 5-5 vote.
Did you use the vote?
You want to vote? Nobody else is voting. The House is divided. The vote for. Now, this is the vote for the recommendation, right? The vote for the recommendation is 237. The vote against is 236. It carries by a towering majority. I refuse to make a tie. That's 23, and it is counted.
And now, that was the action, right? No amendment.
Number 23, that was, and that is carried. No, that's 24. Where are we?
That recommendation was to be answered in the negative. We recommend it in the negative. And it carried.
And it carried, yes. The next one, please.
Number 24.
Shall we have order, please?
Number 24, that's 9-80, Roman numeral 3, number 6, carried over from the 9th General Assembly concerning assembly organizational structure, be answered by referring to his recommendation number 21.
And number... That will be... That's in committee now, isn't it?
That's been referred to the committee.
Yes. Number 21 has been referred to committee, so presumably this, if adopted, would also carry over into the committee and be further studied. Number 24 is before you. Is there any question or discussion? I see none. Therefore, number 24 will be adopted, which it carries over into the committee as 21 does for study during the year. Thank you. 25.
Number 25, that's 9-80, Roman numeral 3, number 7, carried over from the 9th General Assembly concerning delegated assemblies, be answered by referring to recommendation number 15.
You heard the recommendation. Is there any question or objection? I see none. Number 25 is accepted.
Number 26, that's 9-80, Roman numeral 3, 14, carried over from the 9th General Assembly concerning a single geographical location for assembly committee offices, being answered by referring to recommendation number 17.
You heard this before. This is before you. Is there any question, objection, or debate on this one? I do not see any, and therefore this also is accepted. Number 26.
Number 27. That's 9-50, Roman numeral 3. Number 17, carried over from the 9th General Assembly concerning the use of executive committees to conduct permanent committee business, be answered by referring to recommendation number 3.
Number 3. Uh-huh. This is before you. Any question or objection to this? I see none.
Number 3, lost.
Number 3, lost.
The white page was adopted.
But so this be now by answered by referring to recommendation number 3 in the white page, right?
Yes.
Is that clear? That's what we did in before. There's referred to this. I see no. Page 106. What we did on number 3 was page 106, and you refer there to see what we did, and this will be the same. So that one, there's no question about it, so that one also is adopted. Number 28?
on the 28th at 9-55 Roman numeral 3, number 3, carried over from the 9th General Assembly concerning coordination of computer operations to be answered by referring to recommendation number 5.
Now, is this the place that I've heard of? Is this the computer? That's the time afterwards. I hesitate because there is a proposal that a brother wants to put before the committee on computers, but I think that we felt that that would be better at the end of the matter rather than at this particular point. So number 28 then is before you and is answered by referring to recommendation number 5, which was adopted, I believe. And so is there any discussion of this one at this time? I see none. No objection, so that is adopted also. Number 29.
That the minutes of the Board of Directors, June 15, 1981, November 7, 1981, and February the 12th, 1982, be approved.
Any debate or questions? If not, these are adopted. Approved.
And number 30 is that this report as a whole be received.
Before this is the suggestion that the report as a whole be received, this opens the floor for some further debate and an amendment of the whole thing. And I recognize number 8.
Mr. Moderator, my name is John Johnson from the Texas Presbytery, and I have an additional amendment. I only have one whereas, but it's not on the amendment, and that is whereas I spoke on it before for a moment, and about 15 people came and said, "Boy, you're right on." But I'd like to make an amendment. I move that an ad interim committee of at least 3 members be established by the moderator to, 1, determine the Presbyterian Church of America's current data processing status, 2, recommend immediate actions and improvements to the Business Administrator and Data Processing Oversight Committee, 3, explore other Christian computer users for ideas, software, potential pitfalls, and suggested directions. 4, prepare a formalized data processing plan and data processing directional statement for the balance of the year 1982 and 1983. 5, prepare a 5-year directional statement with estimated costs and personnel alternatives. 6, to report through the Committee of the Commissioners on Administration to the 11th General Assembly in 1983. And if I have a second, I'd like to speak to it for just a moment.
Is it seconded?
It's my understanding that we do have a committee. Yes. It is my understanding that we do have a committee on computer oversight, that computer oversight committee consists of the general business manager and an appointee from each of the 4 major committees. It is also my understanding that at this particular time there is no one on that committee that has any computer knowledge whatsoever. It is also my understanding that the computer installation of the Presbyterian Church of America is in dire need of great help. If you check the budget, you see you are spending this year $88,000, and you already have the hardware. So you've got a large sum of money, and you have no direction. My proposal says that instead of a committee to report to another committee that may or may not meet within the next 6 months, who could take it under advisement and bring it back to a third committee, that this committee needs to be, the 3 or 4 or 5 people that you assign, needs to be an action group that can go down there and can stop tragedy and turn something into something that's good and make it happen and not just talk about it. I thank you very much from the floor, and I kind of feel like it's been 25, 30 years since I've been in the service, and they always said, don't volunteer for anything, but I guess I forgot that. So thank you very much.
This motion is before the House. What is your pleasure? It was seconded, and any discussion on it? I may say that the other day I was down at the Social Security office, and I got a new excuse for everything that I've ever forgotten or failed to do.
The excuse is, today my computer is down. To speak on this matter? Yes, number seven.
Mr. Moderator, Tom Leppard, an Evangel Presbytery. I can appreciate some of the things that Brother said, but I think that it would be very impractical to appoint such a committee without providing a budget for them. And I don't know where that budget will come from. But let me say this, that I think the committees have made more progress during this past year, of which I have some firsthand knowledge, than in all the prior years that we've existed as a denomination in the area of cooperating with each other in the matter of data processing. They did hire a professional, and they raised the funds to pay the professional to make a very comprehensive study, which I'm sure they would be glad to furnish a copy of it to the brother. And they adopted most of his recommendations. They've had a concerted effort to acquire software that would be common to the use of each of the assembly committees. And already we've made some very major progress, I think, during this past year. I think it would be a mistake to appoint such a committee.
Any other arguments, particularly in favor? Number 10. Number 10.
I'm not in favor of what was said. I agree with Mr. Leppard.
Identify first, please.
John Culver, Chairman of the Committee on Administration, Gulf Coast Presbytery, and a commissioner here. This has all been done. We have spent sums of money for consulting fees. We came to the conclusion that the operation which we have is a most adequate operation. We've had no objection from any of the committees, and I think Dr. Moore could answer some of those questions because he has made a thorough study of this and is quite competent to pronounce on it.
Thank you, Culver. Mic number 8.
Yes, Carl Fickings from the Pacific Presbytery. As a comment he just made, it seems to be adequate, he says. Well, it seems like that the committee of administration just asked to move so they could be near the computer, but apparently it's not adequate right now. I'd like to point out, though, we already have two volunteers. One says he's got 25 years experience in the computer field, and I myself have 14 years. We both be willing, he's already said he'd donate some of his time, and I will definitely donate my time to further the use of our computer if it need be necessary. That is all.
Further this debate, Mr. Port, number 4, Mike 4.
Rod Whited, teaching elder from Central Florida Presbytery. I work for a very large corporation in which I'm involved in computer management, have been for 15 years. I think it's naive to think that we could get a committee of people who know machines and computers only to think that they can go down and examine computers and the whole technicalities involved and turn that thing around if indeed it needs it. I think this is a naive motion. I think it's wrong. I do not think we should vote, and I don't think we should approve it.
This motion that is before the House has heard the argument for and against. Number 9.
Oh, Simon O. Ruling Elder from Calvary Presbytery. I would like to speak for the motion, naive as it may sound. An older lady that used to live with us taught me something that I have not soon forgotten, and she told me never to stifle a generous impulse.
Further debate. Are you ready for the question? You have heard the motion. Do we need to have it read? Will the clerk read the motion?
Move that at least 3-8. Move that an ad interim committee of at least 3 be established by the moderator to 1. Determine current data processing status. 2. Recommend immediate actions and improvements to the business administrator and oversight committee. 3. Explore other Christian computer users for ideas, software
to avoid potential pitfalls, is it?
Explore other Christian computer users for ideas, software, potential pitfalls, and suggested directions. 4, prepare a formalized data processing plan and data processing directional statement for the year 1982-83. 5, prepare a 5-year directional statement with estimated costs and personnel alternatives. 6, present report to the Committee of Commissioners on Administration to the 1983 General Assembly.
You've heard the motion. Ready to vote. Those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
I'm glad we don't have an even number in the House. I'm afraid we'll have to ask for a division. That's too close to call. Those in favor, please stand and be counted. So then we go back.
What comes after this one?
Which one is that? That's number 55?
This is the one that we have that no safer.
I see. Okay, you may sit down. Thank you very much. Well, then what happens after that? Very short.
Richard Eshelman, if you would meet Mike Kinnord as soon as possible here to the front.
The negative has not been raised yet, has it? No. Those against, please stand and be counted. See, I want to get down the narrow.
Remember, we've got 2 judicial questions that have been put to the Permanent Judicial Committee, and they are prepared to make their report.
Oh, they're prepared.
I see. That's going to open up the OPC matter.
Is Earl Whitmer in the house, please? Earl Whitmer.
Well, it'll be all right to have Dr. Mayor take over at this point.
Over.
Yeah, fine.
Tom Petit, Tom Petit of Philadelphia Presbytery, would you please meet Ted Noe up front here, please?
Let me sit down. Motion is lost by 15 votes. 263 for, 278 against. The motion is lost. This, I believe, concludes. No, number 7. You have a point on this report yet. Mike, number 7.
Dave Howe, Tennessee Valley Presbytery. I'd like to move an amendment to the report as a whole. It would be an additional recommendation. Or it could be placed, I think, under those recommendations dealing with the publishing of minutes and yearbook and so on, whichever way seems best to put it in there.
The recommendation reads as follows. The motion reads as follows. That the Committee on Administration be directed to publish the PCA Westminster Standards with Scripture Proof this year to be made available for sale through the CE/P Committee, and that the cost of publishing the standards be funded from undesignated gifts to the General Assembly.
That the motion has been made. Is there a second? Moved and seconded. You wish to speak further?
Just simply, Mr. Moderator, that we have had these standards with Scripture proof approved by our General Assembly for several years. I've been waiting to see them published, and after asking the clerk about this, the stated clerk, he indicated that there was some question about how it was going to be funded, and there. I also asked the coordinator of the Christian Ed Committee, and there was a shortfall of funds there and so on, so that if we now authorize that the funds be taken from undesignated gifts to the General Assembly, maybe we'll get them published this year. I'd love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You've heard the motion. It concerns the publication of the standards. Matter of money, apparently. Is there some discussion? Mic number 10.
Mr. Moderator, Kennedy Smart from North Georgia Presbytery. I hope that we understand what has been said here. Right now, there is a formula whereby all undesignated gifts that come to the General Assembly are divided between the four program committees. That's a formula set by this assembly to say that another item will come out of that general fund is to totally confuse people, which means that people across the assembly will become all the more particular in their giving and designate their gifts to the committees, which will totally bypass eventually, if we start doing this sort of thing, totally bypass undesignated giving to the General Assembly. I speak against this motion.
Someone speak in favor of the motion? On the other side? No further discussion? You ready for the question? Those in favor of the motion, that is to go ahead and publish, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The nays have that one clearly.
Mr. Moderator, I believe we have to go back to page 171, Roman numeral 3, item 2.
We delayed that because there was some question coming up in the phone call, and I think that information has come in and has made no difference. And so we are ready now to take on page 171, Roman numeral 3, number 2, and you present it, please.
Number 2, that the 11th General Assembly be held at Norfolk, Virginia on June the 13th through the 17th, 1983, with committees of commissioners beginning on June 11th, 1983. Or as called by the respective convener.
You heard the motion. Is there a question? Debate? No? Number 4?
Frederick Farland, New River Presbytery. This is more of an information than debate. What kind of housing arrangements and things like that do you make? The reason I ask is I've heard rumors of, like, staying at the Omni for $44 a night plus food and things like that. What kind of arrangements do you foresee in cost? Is there any way of estimating that at this time?
I would imagine staff would, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've been dealing with the committee at Norfolk. The main hotel will be the Omni Hotel. It is an expensive hotel, single $41 for a room only, double $47. That is not the only hotel that will be available to us. We include in the whole list things like Hotel 6, and so you will have your choice as to what hotel you want to stay in. There's a Best Western, there will be a variety of prices. The meals, of course, will be in restaurants every day, so I suspect that the prices in Norfolk will be more than they are here. There will be compensating advantages. You get what you pay for. It will be in a nice air-conditioned room that is set up as a meeting room. So in doing this, we have to balance, of course, cost against what you get. And this year, we were on the economy side. We were low this year, and next year it'll be a little bit higher. We can't maintain a steady amount every year, of course. But this was the best recommendation that I could come up with, and as it said in the book, this was the only invitation that we had. If this doesn't please you, it's not impossible to just recommit to the committee and tell them to get something else. That can be done. You have heard the response? Further discussion? The motion is that we go to Norfolk, Virginia, and you heard some comments. You're ready to vote. All those in favor of recommendation number 2, please say aye.
Aye.
Negative nay.
Nay.
I take it that is...
Mr. Moderator, before closing out completely and yielding the floor, I would like to ask, with your permission, Mr. Gordon Reed to take the mic.
May we ask one little bit, however? This one did not pass, right? What do we do now? We've got to go someplace. Pardon? I think it's too late to call for division. I think it's pretty plain. I think it failed. Yes. Number 7, please.
Dan Moore, Central Georgia Presbytery. I move you, sir, that you commit this matter to the Committee on Administration and allow them to select a site and publish it to the Assembly at some later date.
The motion is that we commit this to the Committee on Arrangements, Committee on Administration, and for them to go ahead with power to act is the idea. Discussion on that? Those in favor? Is that clear? Mr. Middleman, number 5.
Does this motion mean that the General Assembly's decision not to go to Norfolk will be kept in mind?
I presume so. Are we ready to vote? Number 7.
Michael Rogers, Ascension Presbytery. If I may I move an amendment that the Committee on Administration be advised to consider, if at all possible, a college campus setting?
That'd be a motion for advice. I guess it'd be an order. Is there a second to that motion? Moved and seconded that the committee be advised to continue to consider a campus setting. That's advice. Any debate on that particular item? Number 6, Mike 6.
Charles McNutt, a New River Presbytery. I rose to, no, I didn't rise, that's my trouble. I called out as loudly as I could for a division. I thought someone close to the front probably would do that, and I didn't rise, but I did start calling for a division as soon as you made that announcement. Now, I don't know whether it's too late or not.
I think it's too late.
Mr. Moderator, the order of the day has come. It's 9 o'clock. If you want to continue, we do need a motion to continue.
Would you move to continue? Would you accept continuing for another 10 minutes so this is finished? Those who would favor 10-minute extension, please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. 10 more minutes. I am sorry if I... request for a division was not heard. I didn't hear it. I really felt that the vote was positive, was clear. I don't know what to do beyond that. The one who protested can make a motion to reconsider the motion. Not necessary. Okay, well, we're debating this question, which is one of advice. You're speaking on the amendment. Those, please speak. Number 7.
Jim Campbell, Central Georgia Presbytery. With regard to the division matter, the gentleman who's chairman of the committee began to speak before the count was made, and some of us were confused. We were looking to you for an announcement, and it was somewhat delayed. In view of the confusion, I too would request that a count would be made, Mr. Moderator.
The proper thing would be to vote for reconsideration, and we'd take the count again. Would you move for reconsideration? Move for reconsideration, and a second for that? Moved and seconded that we reconsider that vote concerning the Norfolk arrangement. Those in favor of reconsideration, please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary?
No.
We'll have to count this division on that. That was not clear. Those in favor of reconsideration, does it take a two-thirds vote? Does it take a two-thirds vote? I don't think so. I don't think it takes a two-thirds vote, reconsideration like this. Those in favor of reconsideration, please rise and be counted. Reconsideration.
I thought it carried.
That seemed clear for reconsideration. That seemed clear for reconsideration. That's the majority. Physical literature. I think that's pretty much myself for a group this size. Well, it was a big group, 3,000.
Yeah, but
that's all right. So we've got 1,000 people here. We've got 1,000 commissioners plus women. You may sit down. Those opposed to reconsideration, please rise. That's on this business yet. Yeah. Okay.
And then, Mr. Moderator, there are two items. There's one item of new business. This is a dead.
May I have your attention while the count is being taken? There is a book up here, if you can describe it.
Have your attention, please. Go ahead.
I have a book here that lost its owner. And if you can claim the title of it, I will try to return it to you.
Is the counting not done? I guess not. Is the counting done? Well, you may sit down. The counting is done. The vote is in favor of reconsideration, 323 to 285. The matter will be reconsidered, and I gather from that vote that probably it will pass.
So the reconsideration of the number two, that the 11th General Assembly be held at Norfolk. Those in, this opens the floor for further debate, I believe. Number five, I think, was first.
Max Harris, New River Presbytery. Would it be possible to amend that motion? I haven't written it out yet, to the effect that we would go to Norfolk unless a less costly site could be found.
That'd
in
be
other
possible
words, there's no point moving it somewhere else that's as costly. We might as well go to Norfolk if the arrangements are possible.
Uh-huh.
But if a cheaper site could be found, that would be fine. Personally, I'd love to go to Norfolk. It's close. Uh-huh. But
the trouble with Norfolk is the Virginia Beach is so close. The amendment has been offered, I believe, that we add unless a cheaper site can be found, or words to that effect. Is it seconded? Do you wish to speak further for it? No.
I think I've spoken.
That's
already
spoken enough. Any further discussion on that amendment? Those on the amendment, number 10, Mike 10.
This is Mid Cooley from, well, I'm from Ascension Presbytery now, but I used to be in Mid-Atlantic and lived in Norfolk many years. I would like to offer a further amendment if I could.
An amendment to the amendment? Hear your amendment. What does it apply to?
I would like to amend the motion by changing the word Norfolk to Tidewater, Virginia.
I think that should be offered after we finish this amendment. Okay. Don't think it's an amendment to this amendment. Shall we vote on this amendment? The amendment is, unless a cheaper site can be found. Number three, speaking on this amendment.
John Rick, Pacific Presbytery. I'd just like to venture, would the Assembly consider Hawaii? We have cheaper hotels.
That's true. I take that 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 is a speech in favor of the amendment. Shall we vote on the amendment? Are you seeking the floor, Mr. Sheeler, number 10?
I would have a question of information. I wish Mr. Settle, if he is in the House, would answer a question.
A question on the amendment. Will you raise?
Question concerning cost.
Concerning cost. Speak.
We were just discussing at the dinner table this, and his explanation was that the cost of the rooms were expensive, but that the meeting rooms would be free, and that those that desired expensive accommodation could have them, but that there were many motels, even including campsites, available besides the expensive hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was a very sensible arrangement, since the meeting rooms for the committees and for the assembly would be thrown in. I wish he were here,
but
I don't see him.
The meeting rooms would usually be thrown in in such a situation. Thank you for the word. Are we ready to vote just on the amendment unless a cheaper site can be found? A cheaper site, I gather, would be cheaper in every way in toto. Mr. Steigers, on this amendment?
Yes.
Number 8, Mike 8.
There's a little bit of misconception about the room being thrown in. If there isn't a sufficiently large number that stay in the hotel, you won't get the room.
That's true. Our time is going rapidly. You speak on that? Yes.
I do need to correct that last statement. We have an unequivocal letter from this hotel who says they will provide rooms for us to meet in regardless of the number of rooms we rent. This is a very unique offer that they gave us.
Are you ready to vote on the amendment, which is simply unless a cheaper site can be found? How many would favor that amendment? Please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. I would rule that the ayes have it. That passes.
Mr. Moderator, again, the time has run out. I think we need another motion to extend.
Will you extend the time 5 minutes until we settle this? Those in favor of extending 5 minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary? Extended. 5 minutes. Let us move quickly. Then we are back to the main motion, and it is possible now to offer your amendment.
Number 10, Mike.
Writer Mitch Gulley from Ascension Presbytery. I move that we change the word Norfolk to Tidewater, Virginia. I realize, and I'm confident, that there's been quite a bit of investigation already, but there are some college campuses in Norfolk. There are also some on the other side of Hampton Roads. This gives a little more flexibility to the committee to honor the desire of those faithful PCA folk down there in Tidewater, Virginia, to have the General Assembly in their bailiwick. I think we should go down that way.
The amendment is or to change Norfolk to Tidewater, Virginia. Is it possible to include them both and simply say, or the area?
Tidewater does include Norfolk.
I see. Okay. Tidewater would include Norfolk, and this is the amendment that is proposed. It was seconded. Was it seconded? You ready to vote on that amendment? This is just enlarges it a little bit. Those in favor of that amendment, please say aye. Contrary, nay. That is carried. Now we're back to the original motion. The original motion is that the 11th General Assembly be held at Tidewater Region, Virginia. And are you ready to vote on the main motion? Yes. Unless a cheaper site be found. Thank you. I didn't. Number 7, Mike 7.
Bob Schuch, Mid-Atlantic. I just would like to speak in favor of the motion as amended. The facilities that have been arranged for are extremely fine. They are close to airport facilities, which is a requirement for our assembly. There are adequate motels and hotels and college campuses in a reasonable distance. There's very little that's further than, say, 6 or 7 miles that would be plenty adequate. So the facilities are there. I think an idea has gotten across that this is going to be terrible.